Hi, listener. Welcome to Instacom. I'm Goddess Athalia, and I want you to let me play around in your head for a little bit. I can't promise I won't do any damage, but I can promise you'll like it. We're going to start this off by having you do what you're already doing, and that's breathing. Breathing is super important for helping us connect to our bodies. A good connection with your body is something you definitely want, because your body is where the orgasms happen. The better you breathe now, the more satisfied you will feel once we're finished. There's no need for a special breathing technique or anything fancy. Just keep doing what you're doing. Breathing is so easy and natural. You're already doing a great job. By the way, have you heard of that popular photo sharing app everyone's always talking about? Insta something or other. I'll bet you have. Who hasn't? It's everywhere. Nobody can get away from it. There's a lot of cool stuff on there, too. You can see pics from people's travel adventures, laugh at memes, watch cute cat videos, or even pick up quick tips on business and investing. But that's not the reason you use that app, now is it? No. You open that app with other ideas. ITO? Intent to ogle? Because, cat memes aside, the best thing about this Insta whatever is all those hot girls hustling for their lives and bearing just enough to whet your appetite. You an ass man? Maybe it's a soft, squeezable pair of titties you prefer. Perhaps you love both. Whatever your taste is, it always seems there's a new Insta model, a star among dust, goddess among women, who seems to have been built just for you. And before you know it, You can't get enough of her. She's lured you into her trap. She wants you to follow her. And you do. And by the way, she'd really appreciate it if you left a like and a comment. So you do that too. You love to save pictures of her. You even share them with your friends, as if she were your girlfriend. There's a type of male bonding in that. Knowing that your friends are just as turned on by your favorite Insta thought as you are. I think there's a complex in there somewhere, but we can talk about that another time. Right now, I just want you to think about your girl. Or girls. You've probably curated an impressive stable of Insta whores, and you love them all. But you know what they're about. They want you to subscribe to their only thing. Now maybe you're one of the strong ones who's held out. In which case, it's just a matter of time before you cave. But in all likelihood, you are among the so many millions of men who've already given in. Now naturally, you realize there's better things that you could be doing with that money. But you just can't help it. Those models are so sexy and perfect. And you're so weak and horny. You've just gotta see that premium content. Every time they make a new post, it feels like a swift punch to the dick. Those high-sitting titties. Fat, rounded asses. Yoga pants so tight, you swear you could see the outline of her puckered asshole. Skirts so short that anyone close enough could probably smell the sweet musk of her juicy pussy. But as you may have already noticed, I'm a cut above those whores you love so much. I am not here to seduce you or manipulate you or even to take advantage of your astounding level of weakness. I really care about you and I would really like to help. And frankly, I'm concerned about the amount of money you're spending on these women. Wouldn't you be better off saving or investing this money? Or better yet, using it to get some therapy? But I digress. My point is that I think there may be a better way. I can only imagine how hard it must be living as a man. So much of your time, energy, and money wrapped up in a need that rides you so hard and just won't seem to go away. The need for orgasmic release is always bubbling up inside of you. and release is required when it's required. No matter how much you have to spend in order to get it. But listen carefully now and follow me. I'm going somewhere with this. My question to you is, what do you think it would be like if you could not only save that money, but also meet that need? That throbbing, insistent need you have, even better than before? Well, I'll tell you a secret. You can. Because the Insta posts shouldn't be a lead-in to the real porn. The Insta posts are the real porn. That is, once I remake your mind to see it that way. Listen carefully and understand that the present day you, the you that I'm talking to right now, has built up such a sexual callus that you need more content and more specific content in order to get off. It's come from years of an endless cycle of feeling horny, consuming porn, abusing your cock, and then repeating the process thousands of times. Your mind keeps upping the ante, requiring greater levels of stimulation in order to get and stay satisfied. Like any other drug, porn is going to keep demanding more while giving you less in return. Unless you can find someone to help you with that problem. Well, I've got your rehab right here. And it starts by helping you see that there is a younger version of you, somewhere out there in space-time, perhaps somewhere inward in space-time. A less experienced and more innocent part of you that's still buried deep inside and would have gone crazy over that Insta app. Now, he wouldn't have a credit card, but he wouldn't have needed one. Because all the excitement that he would have required would have been right there on his tablet or phone, for free and easily accessible. You don't need a credit card either, big boy. You just need a quick scroll through your likes. Your youthful fascination with women, even partially clothed ones, is rekindled every time you open this app. Seeing their colorful bikinis, perfect makeup, and tight workout clothes satisfies the part of you that just loves women for being women. Remember when you were too overwhelmed by the splendor and sexiness of women to even think of more? Just her plump red lips and soft pale skin were enough. Her shape was enough, and her curves were enough. You didn't need all that explicit stuff. You would look at those pictures, those innocent pictures, and just a quick touch or two of your cock, and it would explode, leaving you satisfied. You still have that, you know. Women are still splendid, and your cock is still humbled by the eroticism and beauty that they display. You've gotten spoiled, but it doesn't need to be. Women are powerful enough to satisfy you, even without taking it all the way. Even without all that extra stuff. Browsing their Instas opens up a world of pure sexual delight. And I do mean pure. Coming is natural. Coming happens easy. It happens fast. Just like that. And it shouldn't cost you any money. It's a deep, satisfying experience that your body provides for you. 100% free of charge. You just need to be willing to let it do that for you. As far as your body is concerned, app content is more than enough to get you off. The deeper you realize that, you'll find the easier and more profound your insta-climaxes will come. It's not that hard. But your cock might be. It might be so refreshed by not having to slog through a bunch of hardcore filth that it perks right up just by scrolling through the app. It may not be what you expect. Sometimes the intensity of refreshed arousal can surprise or even scare us. But isn't that half the fun? And isn't fun the entire reason why you follow these women in the first place? What could be more fun than coming hard and fast? For the pure, simple joy of looking at a sexy woman. Your penis is inspired by these women. It is supercharged by these women and the delight of seeing their sexy and very erotic, free photos is difficult to suppress. But why would you even want to? Your body's visceral reaction is a response to their splendid, sexy beauty. And the reason you feel so strongly when you see these images is that your body likes them and needs to come for them as a result. It truly appreciates the opportunity to come so quickly and easily to such beautiful images. That hardcore stuff? That was your idea. Your body never asked for it. Never needed it. It just needed you to pay closer and better attention to the softcore stuff that was already enough to do the job and still is. For those times it starts to feel like not enough, it simply means that it's time to take a step back and take a break from coming for a while. Or, when you do, pay closer and better attention to what you're really looking at. For example, is that a nipple poking through her thin t-shirt? Or is it a hard, sensitive pleasure bud that probably drives her insane when you suck it? Don't just look at it. Mentally pop it into your mouth, or even run the tip of your cock over it, so that you can feel just how aroused and hard it really is. And don't just admire the full firmness of her ass cheeks in those spandex pants. I want you to really, really look. If you look hard enough, your imagination will kick in naturally. It will literally make you feel the heavy weight of those cheeks settling into your palms. And you can feel the warmth in between them, too. So you see, there is so much more to appreciate and enjoy than what you're allowing yourself. If only you would let it be. If you don't, then your brain will never be satisfied, and orgasmic fulfillment will remain just out of your reach. But if you do, then you'll feel just how your body was made to come for women. And you'll feel how your cock needs to come for them almost immediately. Thank you for joining me for this erotic hypnosis session. Stay tuned for more erotic hypno treats from the greatest goddess there is.